Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of the day. It's your blessing game. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Ivan Meisner is our guest, our good friend, the founder of BNI, Business Network International. IvanMeisner.com is how you find him online, and his writings, his blog is awesome. You want to check that out. Plus all of the books, Who's in Your Room, Room Full of Referrals, Networking Like a Pro. I don't know, what, 150, 300 books? How many have you written, Ivan?
24.
But 24? Something yeah. Under 100, folks. And they're just, they're global bestsellers. And so if you want to learn about networking, folks, try to just hang out with Ivan, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Ivan, we're talking about this new abnormal that we have right now. We don't have the new normal isn't here. Of course, as I like to point out, Ivan, around here we rarely use the word normal. There's not anything normal about what we do around here. But the new normal is not here yet. The new abnormal is what we're all up in the middle of right now. What do we do right now? What do you recommend to people who are trying to stay relevant to customers, to prospects, when we know they're probably not going to buy from us right now? They may not be. I mean, we don't need to presume that necessarily, but how do we connect? How do we network with people and do it the right way where it doesn't seem creepy or contrived? What do you think?
So a couple of things. One is, I don't like to call it physical distancing, I don't like to call it social distancing. I prefer to call it physical distancing. People should be social right now. They just, they should continue to network right now, but they just need to do it differently. So the whole idea of social distancing to me, it's the wrong framework. You just can't be physically close, but you should still be social. And that's why I think you're seeing a lot of people doing Zoom parties where they're throwing a party and, you know, people show up and talk. And I've jumped in on a couple of those, and they're kind of fun. But I think
if somebody gets drunk and out of hand, you just cut them off.
You just cut them off. That's exactly it. And they don't have to drive home.
They don't have to call an Uber or anything, yeah.
I think one of the biggest challenges that I heard before all of this that people would say to me about networking is, I don't have the time. Okay, well, that's not an issue anymore. You have the time. The question is, are you going to do it? And what I'm seeing is a lot of people who are just obsessed with the news. And so the second thing I would say is, besides the social distancing, is microdose the news.
Right. Cut it off. Turn it off.
Oh, yeah. You know, I pick up an app, I take a look in the morning at what's going on in the world, take a look before I go to bed what's going on in the world. But I know a guy who's sitting in front of the TV 8 or 10 hours a day.
Oh, my God.
And when it's done, he is convinced the world is coming to an end, and he's doing nothing.
I watch it as early as I can to see what's going on. And I watch a little bit at the end of the day just to see what happened. And that's it. In the middle of the day, I don't do any kind of news like that.
Yeah, so what are people doing in the middle of the day? What I would argue is that they should be going deeper on their network. Yeah. This is a great opportunity. I don't like to call it lockdown. And again, it's mental framing. It's the great pause. We're all on pause.
Mm-hmm.
And so during this pause, use it to build relationships with people. You should be connecting to do what we call in BNI one-to-ones, where you're sitting down with somebody and you're talking to them about their business and about we're suggesting you connect with people, talk about their business, talk about how they're doing. You know, what's their plan? What are they doing during this period of time?
The people we reach out to right now will remember it in 6 to 9 months when we're ready to do business again. They'll remember the people who didn't ghost on them, who called them and said, "Hey, I just want to check on you. Don't talk about, maybe you don't even talk about business right now. If they need something, they'll tell you." What do you think?
I think they will tell you, and I think you should. It's okay to talk about business if you know them in a business context, But I think you start off with the personal. You know, how are you doing? How's the family? Which, mm-hmm. by the way, you did on the first few moments before we went on air. That's exactly what you did, and that's I think that is important. I don't know what our future holds, but I know we can influence it. Mm-hmm. And the way you influence it is by staying connected with people, not disconnecting with people. So this is the best time to actually activate your network. You need your network today more than ever.
Can I stick something
fear
in
there? Paralyzes people.
Let's talk about first, just a second, how we do that. I'm saying don't text them, don't email them. Pick up the darn phone, try to get them on Zoom. Try to get a voice or a face involved in that connection. Yep. I really think that we're analog humans. We need that even if it's digitally tactile, we need to see another human's nose. We need to hear a voice, a real voice. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you can go old school and just pick up the phone. You know, I'm pretty sure my kids think the phone's got other purposes that are more important than actually talking to people, but
yeah.
You can talk to people on that phone. You can go old school.
There is a phone app on it, isn't there?
I think, you know, that Zoom or Skype or GoToMeeting, I think that's even better because you do, even though it's two-dimensional, mm-hmm. You are able to actually see them digitally eye-to-eye. I think it is a more powerful.
And if you want to use an email or a text, say, hey, can you hop on Zoom at 10 o'clock or something like that, I think that's fine. But ultimately, towards where we see their face, where we hear their voice. Hey, Ivan, hold on to that thought, folks. I told you we'd get smarter when Ivan joined us, and that's exactly what's happening. We're going to come back and we're going to focus forward. We're going to get Ivan to look in his crystal ball. He's got one. I've seen it. And focus forward. Ten tails. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.